A 9/11 International Memorial flag was unveiled at the Destin-Fort Walton Beach Airport Monday afternoon. WUWF's Danielle Freeman reports the massive American flag honors the individuals who were killed in the 2001 terrorist attack on the U.S.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed?
The 9/11 flag was dedicated during a short ceremony in the terminal building where it hangs near the USO lounge. The gigantic flag is 22 feet long by 32 feet wide, and comprised of nearly 3,000 miniature 4x6 American flags. Each flag represents a victim from the World Trade Center, Pentagon, and Flight No. 93, which is especially poignant during the commemoration of Armed Forces Week.
The flag before you here is unique because it memorializes those who were lost that day and keeps them alive in our hearts and our spirit, souls, and minds. It serves as a metaphor for our great country.
Thomas McBrien came up with the idea for the 9/11 memorial flag and remains its curator.
Just as the fabric and threads of the tapestry before you bind smaller flags together to one another, just as this national event that is one that we will collectively never forget.
United We Stand, United We Sew is a community project where volunteers of Bucks County, Pennsylvania, near the Delaware River, where McBrien lives, and nearby, Hunterdon County, New Jersey, came together to create and sew the memorial flag, which took over 5 months to complete.
Our country and our armed forces are woven into the fabric of the American society and the world. This flag was built by a community of people, children, teachers, senior citizens, seamstresses, all combining their gift of the thread that's unique that each one of us sews and bonds us together as a community.
Vice Chair Carolyn Ketchell is County Commission liaison to the airports and Eglin Air Force Base and says the 9/11 memorial flag will tie in nicely with the many military artifacts currently on display at the Destin-Fort Walton Beach Airport, still referred to as VPS.
You only have to arrive at our airport to see its military presence with the World War II U.S. Okaloosa ship bell, the F-16, and the Huey helicopter outside, and the Military Covenant and the Choctahatchee Bay DAR Vietnam 50th Anniversary Commemoration produced by the Daughters of the American Revolution, and our USO inside.
The 9/11 memorial flag includes flags representing the service organizations that participated in the recovery and rescue efforts, as well as nation flags from other countries whose citizens died in the attack. Displayed in the center of the flag is a depiction of the praying hands, which is meant to symbolize a message of hope and salvation. On behalf of the community, Airports Director Tracy Stage thanked the flag's curator, Thomas McBrien, for bringing it here.
We are blessed and humbled by the selection of Okaloosa County to display such a treasure. The location of the flag is the only location in the terminal capable of displaying it, which is so fitting. The accessibility to the public and positioned behind the TSA baggage screening.
The 9/11 memorial flag arrived in Okaloosa County by way of American Airlines Flight 5065 from Charlotte, North Carolina on May 13th. This is the final stop on the flag's tour before returning home to the 9/11 Museum in New York City.
Oh, say does that star-spangled
The 9/11 International Memorial flag will remain on display at the Destin-Fort Walton Beach Airport until September. Danielle Freeman, WUWF News.